I do want to read it, though, and I want to read actually verses 14 and 15 of Hebrews, the fourth chapter. And again, we're just going to read these for now. Brother Michael will, I'm sure, talk about these tomorrow. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. And then our theme text, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And the word in this text, verse 16, that we wanted to focus on this evening in our Vesper service is the word grace. And if you want to give a title to this Vesper service, I would title it Grace to Help in Time of Need. You know, we all have times of need. Sometimes they're daily, sometimes, you know, in different parts of our life, we have times of need. And to help us through those times of need, we need the grace of our Heavenly Father. Grace means unmerited favor or undeserved kindness, especially of God toward us and toward His creation. And in thinking about this, and in tying it into the idea of a Vesper service, there are a lot of scriptures, there are a lot of hymns, which we're going to sing a few of, and there are other writings which talk about this subject of grace. And so that's what we're going to do this evening. And we're going to sing some songs about grace. And the first one that we're going to sing right now is hymn number 21. Now, this is titled Wondrous Grace. And we're going to sing all of these verses of hymn number 21. And, you know, as you sing these hymns, we want you to think about the words, look at the words, and project them out in your voices to the brethren and to the Lord as we sing praises to Him. So let's join together and sing hymn number 21. Wondrous Grace. sang these words, behold what wondrous grace the Father hath bestowed on members of a fallen race to make them sons of God. What a beautiful sentiment that gives to us. In the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians, we recall the Apostle Paul in talking about some of the many visions and revelations that he had. And at the end of his comments on those, he says something very profound, and this is recorded in the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians, verses 7 through 9. You recall what he said. He says, after talking about all of these visions and revelations, he says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me." Notice what he says in verse 9. "And he," that is the Lord, "said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." And so Paul concludes, "Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." We have a poem that we're going to have read. Brother Jonathan Benson, where are you at, Brother Jonathan? There he is. He's going to read a poem for us titled, "Grace Sufficient."
Bear the burden of the present. Let the morrow bear its own. If the morning sky be pleasant, why the passing night bemoan? If the darkened heavens lower, wrap thy cloak around thy form. Though the tempest rise in power, God is mightier than the storm. Steadfast faith and hope unshaken animate the trusting breast. Step by step, the journey's taken nearer to the land of rest. All unseen, the Master walketh by the toiling servant's side. Comfortable words he talketh, while his hands uphold and guide. Grief, nor pain, nor any sorrow, rends thy heart to him unknown. He today, and he tomorrow, grace sufficient gives his own.
Grace sufficient. Now, that is amazing grace. And speaking of amazing grace, we have a beautiful hymn that we all know very well, and we're going to sing that hymn, 126A, Amazing Grace.
Spirit, set us apart.
You know, our hymns are made up of words set to music. And sometimes the words are so beautiful that I like to just sit and read the words and not necessarily sing. And our next selection is actually going to be the reading of a hymn. It's hymn number 68, Divine Grace. But we're going to have the words of this hymn read by Sister Anna Goodman.
Grace, 'tis a charming sound, harmonious to the ear. Heaven with the echo shall resound, and all the earth shall hear. Grace first contrived a way to save the fallen man, and all the steps that grace display, which strew the wondrous plan. Grace taught my roving feet to tread the heavenly road, and new supplies each hour I meet while pressing on to God. Grace all the work shall crown through everlasting days. It lays in heaven the topmost stone and well deserves our praise.
Thank you, Anna. You know, this first verse of this song, grace is a charming sound. It's equating grace to a sound of a hymn, harmonious to the ear. And how pleasant the thought of grace is, whether it's attached to music or not, to have the divine grace, the favor, and the kindness of our Heavenly Father, which is manifest to us in so many ways. Another hymn that we have that has in its title Grace. You know, we've had so far, we've had Wondrous Grace. We've had Amazing Grace. We just had read to us Divine Grace. Well, there's another one called Boundless Grace. It's hymn number 37. And we're going to sing that one because the tune is one that is, I think, familiar to all of us. And let's sing it. Hymn number 37.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart a song to raise. Streams of favor never ceasing, call for notes of heartfelt praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, grace to
not only do we have a number of hymns about grace, there are obviously many scriptures that talk about grace. And, of course, the theme scripture that Brother Michael will touch on tomorrow is one of those many scriptures that talk about grace. There's another set of scriptures that we're going to have read now by Sister Debbie McClellan from Ephesians, the second chapter in verses 4 through 10, that talk about this wonderful grace that is ours and that has really saved us and is really a focal point of our relationship to the Heavenly Father. So we're going to have Sister Debbie read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 10.
But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Thank you. Beautiful verses there from the Apostle Paul about grace. You know, grace leads to other qualities in our Christian walk. And the final hymn that we're going to sing is one of those hymns that there's a progression to it. And as we will sing it in a minute, we can see the progression that is shown in this very hymn. And look, when we sing it, notice the words that are in italics. It's one of the few hymns where we have some italicized words. And in this hymn, it starts out in the first verse talking about grace. Then in the second verse, that leads to talking about peace of God. In the third verse, it goes on to talk and speak of joy, the joy that we have as a result of the grace of God and the peace of God. And then in the last verse, the culminating quality of this grace and this peace and this joy is love. And so we're going to sing about that. And the hymn, you probably have already recognized it. It's hymn number 249, Repeat the Story, or maybe better known as The Half Was Never Told. And we're going to sing all four verses. And, you know, think of these four key words, particularly, as we sing this hymn. Thank you. And so, brethren, as we conclude this day of convention and this Vesper service, let us be reminded in our hearts and in our minds of the grace of God, the peace of God, the joy of God and of being part of His family, and obviously the love of God, which we desire to reflect both to one another and to all those with whom we come in contact. And so may the Lord add His blessing.